Welcome back to the Wit and Wisdom Show. I'm your host, Fred Witt. If you enjoy listening to my program, please consider subscribing or leave a rating below. I appreciate your support. The title to this very brief podcast is Shameless Acts of Self-Promotion. I was taught to approach professional life with humility. You don't talk about your accomplishments or how good you might be. In the course of representing others, you never threaten anyone in an act of bravado, and you're never disrespectful. If you're going to do something, you do it. You don't talk about it. Leave the yapping to others and do. Perform with excellence. In the track world, if we were running a road race, this would be described as let your feet do the talking. However, the other side of the equation is that if you don't talk about your accomplishments, no one else will. I've been on both sides of the annual evaluation table, either giving or receiving an evaluation. And a common refrain is, I didn't know you did that. Why didn't you tell me? Similarly, if I'm appearing before a client and I'm trying to win their work in a competitive new client proposal opportunity, my job is to differentiate myself and my firm from the competition. If I don't sell my product, my skill set, and documented accomplishments, I'm not doing my job. While you should be humble, you should also prepare to engage in shameless acts of self-promotion. When called for, you need to be your own best advocate. This means being able to, in a factually accurate manner, describe your accomplishments. You may be uncomfortable with this, but get over it. Especially if you're in the world of delivering professional services, you need to deliver a great sales pitch. Yes, be humble, but as if on call, be prepared to toot your own horn. If you don't toot it, who will? Besides, what good is a silent horn? As your own best advocate, be prepared to engage in shameless acts of self-promotion. When asked, you must have a focused 60-second commercial about you and your company, product, service. If the thought of this makes you uncomfortable, you've got work to do.